News reports nationwide about lead in drinking water have Utahns wondering whether dangerous levels of contamination could happen here. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Ken Bousfield leads the Utah Division of Drinking Water. It's an agency that oversees more than 400 water systems statewide that are routinely monitored for metals like lead, bacteria, and harmful chemicals. He has a simple answer for anyone wondering if people in Utah are drinking water that contains too much lead.
No, they're not. And we are vigilant to ensure that they are not drinking water that's unsafe.
Bousfield says one reason is Utah's hard water. Those minerals that leave a stubborn white film on glasses and rings around toilet bowls also create a protective coat over solder and pipes that might contain lead. Utah districts also test water for properties that might cause leaching.
We're just seeing minimal and occasional exceedances where some states it's, boy, nearly everybody's having problems.
When tests do show higher levels than the federal standard of 15 parts per billion, Bousfield's agency works with local officials to address the problem. Salt Lake City Utilities Director Laura Briefer says her agency has been fielding calls from worried residents.
On the individual home level, if there is a possibility that you have an older home and possible lead pipes, I think it's very simple to just get that tested and see if there actually is a problem.
A list of laboratories is on the Drinking Water Agency's webpage, and water districts produce annual consumer confidence reports that detail test results. Judy Fays, KUER News.